Good morning, and welcome to Divine Healing Prayer Ministry at Catholic Radio in Atlanta, Georgia. We have a team of intercessor prayer partners who are constantly in prayer, interceding for your prayer requests, whether it be financial, spiritual, physical, or emotional. Our partners are all around the world, Medjugorje in Bosnia-Herzegovina, Lourdes in France, Fatima in Portugal, Spain, Mexico, Guatemala, the Ivory Coast, Colombia, Peru, Panama, Sri Lanka, Florida, West Virginia, New Jersey, Georgia, and Ohio. The Bible talks about healing us of our physical ailments as well as our mental and spiritual ailments. For sure, Jesus cured people and then told them that their own faith had healed them. So how does that work for us today? The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and that's in Romans 10:17. And that would mean hearing the word of God in the Bible. After all, the people who listened to Jesus and obeyed him were healed, and Jesus is the word made flesh. But hearing means more than just occasionally reading and listening to your Bible, and then not amending our lives accordingly. It means that we have to internalize the word of God in all that we think, do, and say. It means meditating on the word of God and then observing all that it says to do. It seems that the word of God is more than just a rule book for clean living. Rather, by obeying what it says to do, it is also God's health guide for us all. We have a prayer request to share with you from Pambina, who has a recurring and painful cyst. For Anthony Morales, an 18-month-old baby boy who has kidney problems. Courtney in West Virginia for healing in mind, body, and spirit. Maria in Georgia recovering from demonic opposition and curses. For Daniel, who has kidney, lung cancer, and in end stages of his life. For Maria Elena in Miami, who has lupus and had a stroke, she underwent heart surgery. For Joe in West Virginia, who has kidney problems. Miss Juvie and her family, as she passed away, and we request prayers for the family's healing. For Mai and Edward to make the right decision to adopt May. For baby Michelle in Georgia, who has Down syndrome. Please keep our divine healing ministry in prayer as we continue to pray for all of the needs of those who need deliverance. For Maria in Brazil, surgery of cancer in her womb. Medici in the Ivory Coast in West Africa, who is in Zambia representing her country in a pro-life conference. In Texas, we have Jorge and Elsa, who request to be covered in prayer as they continue their rosary ministry. For Lisa and Tom Fuller, to comfort them during his illness, and for their caregivers. Alicia in Peru, who had a stroke. Prayer request for Valencia, a brain tumor. In New Jersey, for Fran, a 99-year-old who has sciatica. For our world leaders to make godly decisions. We have prayer requests from Pennsylvania for Richard and Angela for the sale of their home, and that the Lord will present new opportunities for them in Georgia. For Susan, who is extremely anemic for knee and back pain. For our Pope Francis and the Holy Mother Church. For Vincent, who is in Mexico, who was diagnosed with an upside-down stomach. We have continued prayer for Father Antonio, who is 101 years old, recovering from a pacemaker replacement. Didn't he say, "I am always with you"? I ask you, Lord, to reach the needs of each person that contacts us for prayer. We intercede for them, Father God. Through you, with you, and in you, we're requesting that you send your Holy Spirit to heal their innermost needs today. Continue to pray for Father Omar, who has neurological problems from an auto accident. In Miami, Eric Bustillo, who lost his eyesight. In Atlanta, 18-day-old Vivian, who underwent surgery. Let's not forget the evil one who wreaks havoc in our lives. He who presents wrong as being right. We are a pleasure-seeking society. Our focus is on getting ahead, fortune, and fame. We can no longer live in the past. We must leave that behind, and we cannot leave the Lord out of our equation. We must die to ourselves and follow the way to a new spiritual journey, seeking Father God in all that we do, say, or think. Remember, we are here at Divine Healing Prayer Ministry to receive all of your requests. Send your prayer request to divinehealing@catholicradioatlanta.org or prayers@catholicradioatlanta.org. This is Tina Claypole wishing you a blessed day.